My message this morning has the title, There is Nothing Routine About the Advent of the Lord. And you know, I was thinking about Advent, it kind of creeps up on you, really. I have this same sensation every single year. Weeks ago, I'm talking about maybe a month ago, I was at the mall with my wife, a place that I really love. Oh. And I noticed the first store we went into was Macy's, and it was just decorated totally for Christmas. Now, mind you, we haven't even had turkey yet. It wasn't even Thanksgiving. It wasn't even close to Thanksgiving. And all the decorations were up. You know, even Santa was in the center of the mall, having children come sit on his lap to take these beautiful photographs. And I was thinking to myself, isn't this a little early? And I say the same thing every year. I would imagine God says to me, and I don't hear it, just get over it. You know, it kind of rubs me the wrong way that we can't just go through one holiday at a time. I mean, the kids haven't even taken the face paint off for Halloween trick-or-treating, and we're already celebrating Christmas. Well, hopefully you had a wonderful Thanksgiving, and hopefully you survived Black Friday. Just look at that photo on the screen. People go crazy the day after Thanksgiving. I mean, I'm not going to die for a 50-inch flat-screen TV, I can tell you that right now. But some people do. The craziness that goes on when all you have to do is become an Amazon Prime member, and you probably get the same price, free shipping, and not even leave your home. And you don't have to look like that. So it's total insanity. They missed the reason for the season, I really think. Well, here we are. It seems like this whole season has just crept up on us, and there's only 23 days till Christmas. Folks, do the Amazon Prime thing, will you please? Unless you like experiencing shopping. I know somebody who loves experiencing shopping. And I'm going to leave it there. But it does seem like oftentimes we read in the Bible, suddenly. You'll see that. All of a sudden. And I think that's what happens every single year with this season of Advent and Christmas. It just suddenly pops up on us, and before we know it, we're in the season. And here we are on this first Sunday of Advent. But you know what? I think something similar happened, where something happened all of a sudden when God broke into the world suddenly. And I believe that's what happened. I believe all of a sudden it happened, and all of a sudden the shepherds who were in the field witnessed the appearance of the Savior of the world, or the wise men, or the three kings, all of a sudden got that sign from heaven that the Savior is born, and it just broke into society with what appeared to be without notice. God breaks into the world in the midst of the routine business of life. People will say today, oh, the stock market's good, unemployment's down, the sports world is off to winning a Super Bowl championship and holding that trophy. Stanley Cup is waiting for the champion of the hockey world, and life moves on in a routine way. People are eating, drinking, and the Bible says being merry. And then suddenly, Christmas all of a sudden breaks into us every single year, just like this. Now, folks, I've been preaching for over 30 years. And I say things like this every year, that this season creeps up on us. In the midst of our routine, in the midst of our busy lives, all of a sudden, God breaks forth into our lives and our world, into our busyness. Now listen, that's exactly what Luke describes in the gospel reading that Trudy just read. The world knew it was in a state of routine when this happened. Business as usual. Instead of Donald Trump in his second year of presidency, we had Tiberius, it says, in his 15th year of ruling. And so things were routine. I don't know, for those of you who don't like Donald Trump, it's not so routine, but I don't make political statements from the pulpit. But Andrew Cuomo is the governor of the state of New York in which we live. And back then, Pontius Pilate lived in the governor's mansion. Everything was kind of routine. Instead of Mayor Pontieri, as the mayor of Patchogue, Herod Antipas ruled over the region in which they lived. And so as you can see, faces and names change, but basically the political world and everything that's going around them is going around us today. Things were somewhat routine. Things were going according to how people understood life, just like we know the grand scheme of things in our lives today in 2018. Business was as usual for those living in Palestine when Luke is describing what took place during that time. Rulers were on their thrones. Religious leaders were leading in worship centers, just like churches are having worship this morning all over the world. People were in their respective places of business. And then, all of a sudden, the Bible says, in the midst of the daily grind of their lives, in the midst of their routine of what they were used to doing from the time they opened their eyes in the morning to the time they went to bed at night, God's word breaks forth, and before you know it, angels are appearing on high. Before you know it, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords is born in a manger in a little town called Bethlehem. A prophet dressed in camel's hair for his clothing and a leather belt around his waist, and he's eating locusts and honey. I had a dietitian tell me that's not a bad diet. Not me, though. I'm just not going there. But he's calling in the wilderness, as strange as he looked. And he's saying, repent. Turn your life around. And prepare for the coming of the Lord. You see, even when busy people in whatever generation they might be living, including our own, don't realize it, God is at work in our midst. Even now, God is at work in our midst. This isn't something we just celebrate once a year. It's Advent every day in the entire year that we live, each and every year. I believe it's a season, this season of Advent, that awakens the church. And who's the church?
We are.
Right? It's not this building, right? You know, if we don't come here, it's just a building. It's a beautiful building, but it's not the church. But I believe Advent awakens us of such an awareness of God. And that God is always doing a new thing. God is not boring. God is not redundant. God is not out there in the universe somewhere. God is right here now amongst us. And he's doing a new thing in your life and mine. Do we believe that?
Amen.
Now, let me tell you about a new thing. Just this past February, some of us here this morning, I know Helen and Jennifer and Carol, my wife and I, we were in the upper room in Jerusalem. I was waiting for something suddenly to happen. Nothing happened. I had to go to the bathroom. That's what happened. And that came suddenly. And so I had to leave the room and go to the restroom. That would have never made it in the Gospels. I could tell you that right now. But what it says in Acts chapter 2, beginning at verse 1, it says, when the day of Pentecost came, they were all together in one place. And listen to this. All of a sudden, there's that phrase again, They're up there in the upper room, and all of a sudden, a sound like the blowing of a violent wind came from on high or from heaven, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. Could you imagine that? They saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and came to rest upon them, and all of them were filled with the Holy Spirit. They began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them. I love the description of that upper room experience, that all of a sudden, the disciples were sitting there engaged in a routine Bible study, a routine prayer meeting, a routine time of fellowship, and all of a sudden, God breaks through into their routine lives, and he does something new. Folks, we should be praying to be filled with the Holy Spirit like these guys were filled that day. They were so filled with the Holy Spirit, people accused Peter of being drunk on wine, that he had a few in the upper room. But he was drunk on the Holy Spirit. All of a sudden, the Spirit of God breaks through, something new happens, and they're on fire for the Lord. And so Advent is a reminder to be awakened to all of God's doing in the midst of our daily routine lives. Nothing is ever routine when it comes to God. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever, and there's nothing routine about his presence in our lives. Advent is a message, crying in the wilderness like John the Baptist, telling us not to allow the routine of our lives to distract us from living for God. Now, how many know that we could get sucked into the world? The business world, what other people are doing that they consider is routine and acceptable. And then God says, where's your witness? Where's your witness that you're not routine, that you're not part of the everyday way of life? There's something different about you. And so Advent reminds us of that. God is speaking to this generation just as loud as he did in John the Baptist's generation in preparing for the coming of the Savior of the world. One of the key points of Advent is that suddenly doesn't mean unexpectedly. See, we think because something happens suddenly that it wasn't expected to happen. No, that goes contrary to the Word of God. God had long before John the Baptist had spoken to the prophets of old and through them to announce that there would soon be a soon coming king. And from our vantage point in 2018, his coming is coming again. Of course, John the Baptist is talking about his first coming. The prophets were talking about his first coming and his second coming. But what we celebrate in Christmas is his first coming, obviously, when he was born, the Savior of the world. But we need to be prepared for his soon return. 700 years before John the Baptist, the prophet Isaiah spoke of one who would be a voice crying in the wilderness, prepare the way for the Lord. You see, it was already preordained that John the Baptist was going to be out there preparing the way for Jesus to make his entry into the world. And that's exactly what John the Baptist was doing. Now, Advent is a season of preparation. I've said that many times. It comes from the root word, a Latin root word, which means coming or arrival. So, you know, we use some archaic words in the church, and I had a youth member of my church one time say to me, what does Advent mean? Does it mean adventure? Yeah, it does, but that's really not its true meaning. It means the coming of something or the arrival of something, and we as Christians know that the Advent or the coming or the arrival is that of Jesus Christ. Amen. Prepare for the arrival of Jesus. That's why we light these candles. That's why we sing, O Come, Emmanuel. That's why we go through this season. Prepare for the arrival of Jesus. Now, John the Baptist and the people of his day, they knew about the prophet Malachi. I think I shared this once. I had an Italian friend of mine in my church. He got up to read like you, Trudy, and he called the book of Malachi. So I just sat there and went, oh my goodness. Sounds like a crime family, the Bonanno crime family. We're going to have a reading from Malachi now. But it's Malachi. And he writes, see, I will send my messenger. He says, I will send my messenger who will prepare the way before me. And then suddenly, there's that word suddenly again, the Lord you are seeking will come to his temple. The messenger of the covenant whom you desire will come, says the Lord Almighty. But who can endure the day of his coming? Who can stand when he appears? For he will be like a refiner's fire and a launderer's soap. When Jesus does come again, and he will appear like a refiner's fire or a launderer's soap. In other words, will we be prepared when he comes? Let me tell you, if you remember the story in the Gospels about the 10 virgins, half of them were ready with oil in their lamp and the other half were not, and they missed the wedding feast of the groom, Jesus. And I would surmise, without being judgmental, that there will be some people, even in the churches, who will not be ready when he comes. And others will. Because they're not thinking about it. They're just going on, again, with the routine of their lives. But this tells me, from Malachi, that Jesus is going to return as a judge. And so Advent is a time when we think of and appreciate the awesomeness of knowing God and that he came down in the form of a man, that being Jesus, the first Christmas. And through Jesus, we are given an opportunity to have a personal, intimate relationship with God. In other words, there was a separation between the people and God, and Jesus came in and he became that bridge to reconnect people with God. And we thank God for that. That's a time to be both joyful and exciting. And then Advent also reminds us that there is another side of the message, that our hearts and lives must be right for his second coming, his second appearance. It's not enough to just say, oh, a babe in Bethlehem, and he grew up, and we follow his ministry through the Gospels, and then he lays down his life on the cross of Calvary, and he's buried on the third day. He rose again, and because of that, our sins are forgiven. We have a relationship. It's not enough. It's enough for salvation. But we need to be prepared for the second advent, the second coming of Christ. And how does John the Baptist say we're to do that? The baptism of repentance. Do you hear that word used on your job or in school? Is that a common word floated about in society today? No. Could you imagine if you went to work Monday morning and you were around the water cooler and you told everybody, repent! You'd probably be looking for a new job. But just as the world on that first Christmas were not prepared for God to break through into their routine lives, the question is, will we be ready when he comes back the second time? Will we be ready? Remember, suddenly doesn't mean unexpectedly. We're told he will come again. And just as John's generation were told that he would come for the first time and they weren't ready, the message of Advent is to begin placing our lives in order now. So many people wait until they're on their deathbed to feel that they should have made changes in their lives. Folks, as long as we have breath in our lungs, we still have an opportunity to do that in our lives. And so again, Advent is a time of preparation, that Christ is coming, and to prepare the way for the Lord, make straight the paths of our lives in him. The real challenge has been and will always be, how do we respond to this warning call? by John the Baptist, by Malachi, by Isaiah, by Jesus himself. How do we prepare? On Christmas Eve, in just 3 short weeks from now, we'll be here in this place, and we'll once again go back to the manger of Bethlehem, and we'll sing, "O little house of Bethlehem, and away in a manger, and silent night, holy night." We'll light that center Christ candle. We'll have a candlelight service, and it's beautiful. We'll once again do all of those things. But will we remember to be ready? You see, the greatest gift that was ever given to all humanity was Jesus Christ. Yes, in the form of a baby, but then he would die on a cross as the Savior of the world. And the scripture says in John 3:16, it says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, and whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but he sent his Son in the world to save the world through him." What a promise, what a gift. May we always be glad and rejoice in it. So, what will this Advent season mean for you this year? Is it just about Advent wreaths and the changing of ornaments and stoles, and even our wonderful music director is so Adventy with her blouse this morning? It's a good thing. I'm not knocking it. I think this is beautiful. I think it's all symbolism that leads us to God, right? It doesn't lead us away from God. But what will we do with this season? What will it mean for you and for me? Is it just about shopping? Whether you do it at the mall or you do it through Amazon, is it just about preparing great meals? And folks, let me tell you, I'm not knocking that. I love to get gifts. I love to give gifts away. I love nice meals. I think that's all part of the season, but it's more than that. It tells us, may we always be watchful and ready. May we always live a life that's in preparation for the second advent, the coming of Christ. May we always be aware of God's new and fresh movement and workings in the midst of our routine lives. Because there is never anything routine about God. Now is the time. Now is the time. While we have time, while we have breath in our lungs. I thank God every morning for breath in my lungs. Because if you don't appreciate it, God could negotiate that. I thank God for life. And while we have time, God is asking for us to get our lives in order, to make some tweaks and changes so that we would look more like his Son than the world. And so, Father, on this first Sunday of Advent, yes, it's a season of coming and preparation. Challenge us. Don't let this season just be routine. Challenge us every single day in these 4 weeks to go deeper with you and to get our lives in order so that when you do come, we won't be surprised as if all of a sudden, but we'll be ready to meet you face to face. In Jesus' name, amen.